Brothers and sisters, I'd like us to take a bit of time now to listen to the Lord. I'd also like us to take a bit of time to prepare for the week that we're entering into, to prepare for entering into the wilderness, being full of the Holy Spirit and expecting the Lord to speak to us. And I want to do it by, first of all, using Daniel's great intercessory prayer in Daniel chapter 9 to help us to do that, to help us engage with the week ahead. So I'd like us to look at four different aspects of prayer during this week of prayer and fasting, prayer that I think we need. And then I'd like us, after each one of these sections, just to respond again in praying in the Spirit together. And then we've had various words today, and I think the words I've been given by various people who've come up actually really fit into these areas as well. So that's the grace of God that's happened. So I'm just going to invite people to come up and to give their word after we've prayed into these areas, and then we'll respond in each section with a time of with a short worship song. So let me start by inviting us in this week of prayer and fasting to seek God's face, to take some time to seek God's face, to seek His wisdom and His guidance in the week ahead for our life. When God's people fast and when they seek His face and not just His hand, when they seek His face with a broken and repentant and contrite spirit, God hears us. And when God hears us, He heals our lives, He heals our families, He heals our relationships, He heals our communities. So my encouragement to us is to stand now and pray in the Spirit that we seek His face in the week ahead, that we return to the Lord with all our hearts, that we ask for His aid, knowing that the prayer of the righteous is both powerful and effective. So I'll read out this passage in Daniel 9, verse 20 to 22. While I was speaking and praying, confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and making my request to the Lord my God for His holy hill, while I was still in prayer, Gabriel, the man I'd seen in an earlier vision, came to me in swift flight about the time of the evening sacrifice. He instructed me and he said to me, Daniel, I have now come to give you insight and understanding. So let's just stand and let's just pray in the Spirit that the Lord gives us that wisdom and understanding for our life and for our lives together. The Lord gives us that wisdom and guidance, and the Lord sustains us. Let's just pray in the Spirit for that to happen in the week ahead. Mm-hmm.